To the streets of Greece now, where protests have erupted in the country's second largest city after the police shooting of a 16-year-old boy. Anger has been intensified by the timing, as the shooting happened just a day before the anniversary of another teenager's death at the hands of police in 2008, which sparked the worst riots the country had seen in decades. Yanis Varoufakis is a member of the Greek Parliament. He's a former finance minister and professor of economics. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you very much.
How serious are the protests? You heard some of the anger on the streets, but what's the situation like at the moment?
Volatile, especially amongst the Roma community, because the 16-year-old young man, who is now most probably clinically dead, the government is refusing to allow the public hospital in which he's being treated to issue a statement regarding his state of health. But we, most of us and his family, fear that he's beyond the pale. And for our Australian audience, the way to understand that is a version of Black Lives Matter, because he's a member of the Roma community. This is not the first incident. In fact, it's uncanny how there was a very similar incident, tragedy, a year ago. A young man, more or less the same age, under similar circumstances, petty theft. He was chased by police squad cars and motorcycles and killed with 35 bullets for something that wouldn't probably be anything more than a misdemeanor. That was a year ago. Following that, the police minister rallied around the police, even visited the policeman who had shot that young man. And now a year later, we have a very similar incident involving this latest victim. So think of it as the Greek Lives Matter campaign on the streets of various settlements where the Roma community is quite strong.
This 16-year-old, Kostas Frangoulis, was a member of the Roma community, I understand, in Thessaloniki. Is most of the activity we're seeing in Thessaloniki, or are we seeing similar kind of levels of protests across the country?
There were at least four hotspots around Greece where the Roma community lives and in numbers. And in addition to that, there were non-Roma sympathy demonstrations. The members of the political party that I lead in Parliament here in Greece were out in strength yesterday in Athens, demonstrating about this terrible, terrible tragedy. And it's not just a tragedy, Patricia. Let me convey to our listeners the outrage that many people feel, because the Greek Prime Minister, 2.5 hours, we timed this, 2.5 hours after the news came out of this tragedy, went on television to announce $1,000, €600 bonus for policemen and women. He packaged this as a contribution to the security forces for their valor. But this was such an awful time. Can you imagine, 2.5 hours after that second incident within 12 months?
It would sound pretty tone deaf to most people, you know, politically, but on a policy level as well. What was motivating that? Was it in your view, was it a deliberately provocative act?
Well, the Prime Minister is my political opponent, so I have to try to be fair in front of an Australian audience. So let me try that. I don't know what he had in mind. But what I can tell you is that he did not extend this bonus payment to firefighters, for instance, people who in this country put themselves right in the center of danger during bushfires this summer, just like in Australia. They didn't get that $1,000 bonus. Ambulance drivers and personnel didn't. It was only the police and the Coast Guard. And so let me give you my very biased, I have to admit, answer to your question. I think there is a general election coming. And this prime minister is banking significantly on polarizing the population between the law and order segment of the voters and the rest of us who are very worried about who is going to protect us from the protectors.
I want to talk about the historical tensions with Greece's Roma community. What are we seeing here? This is a community that has been discriminated against, I think, across Europe, not just in Greece, although it is a profound issue in Greece. Is there a shift in the public's view on that discrimination and the way that community is being treated?
It's a pan-European problem. We have very similar situations in Hungary, in Romania, in Spain. You've got to remember that the Roma are probably the oldest Europeans, and especially the oldest Europeanists, in the sense that they are a traveling nation, a traveling people, and they have been inhabiting. They're not migrants. We are more migrants than they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
There have been major improvements in the way in which broader Greek society has been thinking of and treating the Roma community 20, 30 years ago. That was a period when we had a kind of renaissance. It was a golden period. The Greek state provided them with support that they had never received before in terms of housing, in terms of education, in terms of training, and so on. With the collapse of the Greek state, the financial crisis following the GFC in 2008, you may have heard of the trials and tribulations of Greece with bankruptcy in 2010, continuing to this very day, Greek society never recovered from the GFC. Whenever you have such a massive depression, you know, the grapes of wrath in Steinbeck's terms, lasting 13 whole years. It's very easy for a nation to revert to old maladies, including racism, including discrimination. Don't forget that that was a period during which a Nazi party rose to become the third largest party in parliament. I'm referring to the Golden Dawn thugs, who are hopefully, thankfully, not in parliament anymore, but who are always around. And many of their members infiltrated the security forces, in particular the police.
That's really interesting. Just finally, you mentioned that there is an edict on the hospital not to release any information about this teenage boy. That seems like quite dramatic. At some point, obviously, that information will be revealed. What do you expect to happen on Greek streets? Is this protest movement going to continue? Is it going to escalate on the news out of the hospital?
I hope it does continue peacefully, but I hope that this doesn't just go to pass as another Roma victim. That ends up being consequential in terms of changes to the way that the police behaves and to the way that our hospital system and more broadly our institutional setting functions. I do hope and trust that something good may come out of this.
Thank you so much for joining us, Yannis.
Well, thank you, Patricia.
Yannis Youroufakis is a member of the Greek Parliament. He's a former finance minister and professor of economics, and he is in his own left-wing party that he formed in the Parliament now. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Me again, podcasters. I hope you're enjoying our coverage of international affairs on RN Brekkie. And if you're looking for more stories that put world events into context, then look for Between the Lines on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.